Hey, this is Dr. Liang, a neurologist. This is Dr. Liang, neurologist. The clinical patient last name is R-U-I-Z. First name is Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. The visit is April 9, 2023. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First, it was on March 18, 2022. First, our patient was in Los Angeles, California. First, our patient got into a motor vehicle accident. First, our patient was driving. First, and he was suddenly sideswiped, S-W-I-P-E-D, sideswiped by a drunk driver. First, but effectively, he was T-boned by another vehicle. First, our patient tells me that his head instantly hit the car frame. First up, a patient had lost consciousness immediately. First up, a patient was brought to the hospital. First up, he does not remember anything for the rest of that day. First up, a patient does not even know how he get to the hospital. First up, when he finally woke up, a patient was in the hospital. First up, a patient sustained a fracture in the head. I'm sorry, fracture in the ear. First up, a patient tells me when he woke up, a common patient feels severe headache, confusion, and disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since then, a common patient has a chronic headache. First up, patient has a chronic migraine. So first up, patient has difficulty to focus. First up, patient has a loose train of thought. First up, patient has difficulty to convey thoughts. First up, patient will forget things very easily. First up, his memory become very poor. First up, patient also has speech problems. First up, patient has word finding difficulties. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently in active duty for the Navy. First up, patient is working in Sacramento. First up, patient tells me that he's doing a desk job. First up, he tells me his memory is significant affecting his job. First up, a patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to remember. First up, his difficulty with task duties. First up, he forget what he needs to do. First up, his head is also affecting his concentration and focus at work. First up, a patient gets angry easily at work. This marks a denotification. Next patient last name is G-R-O-U-F. First name is Philip, P-H-I-L-P. I guess P-H-I-L-P. Their visit is April 9, 2024. Date of service is April 9, 2024. Date of birth is April 12, 1984. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First, a patient tells me that his traumatic injury is caused by over 20 years of hitting the head. First, a patient tells me that he was in the military for over 20 years. First, he does not remember how many times he got hit in the head. First, a patient tells me that it happened many times. First, a patient does not know the exact time and date and the location of this injury. First, a patient tells me that there were many times that he was in a pursue mission, P-U-R-S-U-E, pursue mission. First, a patient was in a boat. First, a patient tells me that the boat was making heavy quick turns at the high sea. First up, a patient tells me that his head hit the boat frames many times. First up, a patient tells me that it hit the boat frames bilaterally. First up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he had slight blurry. First up, a patient also have headaches with each time he hit the head. First up, a patient tells me he hit the head so many times he does not remember how many times. First up, he does not remember the exact location and the date that he hit his head. First up, a patient tells me that every time kind of, he would just continue on the mission. First up, next paragraph. A patient tells me that he has headaches a lot. First up, patient has difficulty concentration. First up, patient has a difficulty with decision making. First up, a patient has blurry vision. First up, a patient also has a loss of thoughts sometimes. So first up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that he's currently not working. First up, a patient tells me that he's currently not gainfully employed. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that these events happened, comma, with hitting the head in the boat frame, Akama, was not severe enough to constitute traumatic brain injury. First up, he did not lose consciousness. He had light blurriness with these events. However, there's no significant evidence or symptoms to suggest a traumatic brain injury from these events. This marks the end of the presentation.